the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. If you're looking to find out how artificial intelligence can help agriculture, this year's Florida Ag Expo could be the place for you. According to MorningAgClips.com, the expo will highlight the latest in technology, AI, and farming innovation, and also includes a large vendor show. The Florida Ag Expo will be November 18th at the University of Florida Gulf Coast Research and Education Center in Balm. For more information, contact Brad Buck at bradbuck@ufl.edu. U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai says recent interactions with China were intended to bring down the temperature of a heated trade relationship. She tells USNews.com that any potential misunderstanding between the countries could spark a giant fire that could have drastic effects on both nations and the world's economy. Tai recently spoke with Chinese Vice Premier to talk about China's failure to live up to the Phase One trade agreement reached under former President Trump. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval is welcoming the agreement to end the Section 232 tariff dispute between the United States and European Union. Duval tells AgriMarketing.com the agreement is welcome news for America's farmers who were swept up in disputes centered around steel and aluminum and saw restrictions on U.S. ag exports like orange juice, butter, cheese, pork, and many others. He says it's crucial we restore those trade relationships. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.